Hello, 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 everybody. KDC back again on this wonderful Wednesday. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you. I pray that you are having a blessed day thus far. Really quickly, want to talk about random thought. I know last year I republished my book Transparent, and yes, I did say republish it because the company I originally went through, there were some things that happened with the company. No, it wasn't finances. I paid all my money, y'all. Pay my money. The company went under for fraud, and so I had my book done in 2016. And I got really discouraged, and I was just, you know, what originally was a big accomplishment to me, it just seemed like I had failed. But last year, well, no, I'll take it back, 2020, went back, prayed about it, God dealt with me on republishing it through Amazon, doing the self-publishing. Did that, you know, proud of myself, people were supporting, this, then the third, said all that to say this. I wrote the book Transparent. God gave me the book, gave me the things to put in it, and I still have to go back and pick it up to this day. Me, the author, I still have to go back and pick it up. Because there are still life lessons that I have to go back and look at it and remind myself, you got this. Hey, wait a minute. No, you're not defeated. No. This is not going to weigh you down. No. What are you doing? You got this in the bag. I have to go back and look at that. I'll put the link, you know, in the description, all of that. But I have to go back. I have to go back and look at, you know, what I wrote. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare war. Declaring war on the enemy. Letting him know that I'm not defeated. I got this, you know. I got my sword. I'm suited. I'm booted. I'm ready for battle. I had to go back and look at this, you know. Okay, things are constantly popping off. And yes, I said popping off. Things are constantly popping off. This is happening. You know, you're hurt. You're broken. You're feeling rejected. You're feeling neglected, misused. I had to go back and look at that. It's okay. Part one and part two. It's okay. It's all right. I had to go back. Talking about the process. Had to go back and look at it. Dealing with, you know, it's in the book. Up and out. Up and out. Everything that's not of me, God, take it up and out. Uproot it within me. Uproot it. And see, I said uproot it because I want to get to the root of this thing. I want to get to the root. Get deep. Get all of that contagious infection out of me so that I can no longer hurt and harm other people. Get that nasty mess out of me. I had to go back and look at it. Everything that God gave me. Game control. Uh-huh. You know, we got some basketball lovers, some football lovers. And no, I'm not saying that, you know, God and Christianity is a game. That's not what I'm saying. Using the analogy, you got to know how to play the game. With every game, there's instructions. With instructions, they are translated at the reader's benefit. In order to know what and how to do it, you have to read the instructions. The manual, we have it. The Bible. There's millions of copies. Number one bestseller in the world. Oh, just want to encourage you. Keep going. Keep going. It's okay. You have to go back and look at some things. You have to go back and get back on your face. Get back in your word. That's okay. That's okay. Sometimes we have to be reminded. Sometimes we have to yank ourselves back and get ourselves back. Ask God to help us, as a matter of fact, get back to where we need to be. Get me back to the place where I once was. There's an old song that says, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to when I first received. Then it says, I want to go back. Sometimes we need to ask God to take us back. It's not always a bad thing to go back to the basics, to go back to when God revealed that to you, to when he had you on your face. It's not always a bad thing. That doesn't mean that you've slipped and fell, that you've backslid. No, sometimes God just wants us to be reminded, to be encouraged. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Sometimes we have to think back to encourage ourselves. And I love it because my pastor, Pastor Jazz, Apostle Jasmine R. Williams, he often says, the more I begin to think, I begin to think. I think, then I think. And I love it over in Psalms 144 where it said, by hands. I didn't got excited. I didn't get on here to say all of this. My hands for war and my fingers to fight, meaning that it lies within my praise. Then it does say over in the New Testament that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. But I didn't get on here to say all of this. I've gotten excited. I love you all. I pray God's blessings upon each of you and your families. Until next time, be blessed.